It's now day 9 of a hunger strike underway in Puerto Rico, calling on President Obama to grant executive clemency for Puerto Rican political prisoner Oscar Lopez Rivera. Olga Sanabria Davila, president of the Committee for Puerto Rico at the United Nations, says for Puerto Ricans on the island and throughout the world, the 71-year-old independence fighter is a hero and a patriot. Last year, during a news conference in Puerto Rico, former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders called for Oscar Lopez's release. This month, his organization, Our Revolution, released a video. It brings the message to the White House.
Probably all of you are concerned about Oscar Lopez Rivera. He is one of the longest serving political prisoners in history. He has been in prison now for more than 34 years, longer than Nelson Mandela. I say to President Obama, let him out.
Meanwhile, in San Juan, Olga Sanabria says she will continue her fast for Oscar's release until January 20th. That's when Obama leaves office. WBAI's Sally O'Brien has more.
As the end of Barack Obama's presidency draws near, the White House has received many petitions for clemency for incarcerated men and women nationwide. Last year, Obama pardoned 82 federal inmates and commuted the sentences of 153 others. And according to the Justice Department website, the president has granted 148 presidential pardons in his time in office and shortened the sentences of 1,177 people, of which 395 were life sentences. And, reports CBS, most of the pardons have been for drug offenders. With less than 2 weeks remaining, Obama is planning at least one more batch of pardons and commutations, and there are some high-profile name requests like Chelsea Manning and Edward Snowden, both of whom made public classified government documents. In October, Harlem acupuncturist and black liberation fighter Dr. Mutulu Shakur also applied for executive clemency. Shakur has served more than 30 years for acts related to the struggle for justice and human rights in black communities throughout America. His petition states in part, the acts of which Dr. Shakur stands convicted were committed in the context of a movement some 40 to 50 years ago, seeking equal treatment of black people who it is widely recognized today were suffering catastrophically from disenfranchisement, poverty, and exclusion from many of the fundamental necessities that make life worth living. Despite being a model prisoner, Mutulu Shakur has been denied parole 8 times. And then there's the case of Native American political prisoner Leonard Peltier, who spent over 41 years in prison. Supporters believe the Native American activist was wrongly convicted in 1977 for the deaths of 2 FBI agents during a battle on the Pine Ridge Reservation. Peltier, now 71, has the support of Amnesty International and other human rights organizations. Over 50 members of Congress and others, including Judge Gerald Haney, who sat as a member of the court in 2 of Peltier's appeals, have all called for his immediate release. And last month, former U.S. Attorney James H. Reynolds, who supervised the prosecution and appeals in this case, wrote a letter to President Obama supporting Peltier's clemency bid. Citing evidence of government misconduct, Reynolds stated that clemency is, quote, in the best interest of justice in considering the totality of all matters involved. One clemency bid that's gained international support is that of Puerto Rican political prisoner Oscar Lopez Rivera. His petition has garnered over 100,000 signatures, a video from Bernie Sanders' Our Revolution, the support of 10 Nobel Peace Prize winners, including Jimmy Carter, Desmond Tutu, and the late Coretta Scott King, and calls from the AFL-CIO and human rights organizations worldwide. And since January 1st, President of the Committee for Puerto Rico at the United Nations, Olga Sanabria Davila, is continuing her hunger strike, demanding Oscar's release.
I began this hunger strike because I really felt such indignation regarding the fact that there's such uncertainty. The demand for the release of Oscar Lopez Rivera has been going on for decades, and in particular, during the last 8 years, this is a demand that's being made of President Obama. and to not know whether or not he is going to release at right now 12 days before he leaves office, you know, really makes me feel very indignant. And I feel that the uncertainty is also an uncertainty that's very much affecting the people of Puerto Rico, where there's a broad consensus almost in favor of his release, which this consensus and this call in Puerto Rico encompasses all the political sectors, and it includes social organizations, civil society, the religious sector. So it's really quite scandalous, actually, that it's still unknown what's going to happen as the Obama presidency draws to a close.
Olga Sanabria sees her hunger strike as a contribution to a worldwide effort.
Most recent resolution on the issue of Puerto Rico called on the President of the United States to release Oscar Lopez Rivera and said that this should be done without further delay. And also in that same paragraph of the resolution mentioned Oscar Lopez by name, also mentioned his age at that time, and also mentioned that he has been in prison for 34 years, and also that this is a humanitarian case. So with all this support internationally in the United States, and in particular in Puerto Rico, I felt that I should contribute to the intensification of the campaign at this crucial moment.
Oscar Lopez Rivera has become a symbol, she says, of principles, perseverance, and dignity.
He is a person that has not lost his hope. He has never lost his dignity. He's been in prison for 35 years. He is a model prisoner. He gives classes, including art classes, to fellow prisoners. He does exercise every day. He takes care of his diet. He became a vegetarian, which is very difficult in prison. So this is an example to the Puerto Rican people and beyond of integrity and dignity and strength, as I said before. And if you take into account the world we're living in, which is a world of images and half-truths and facades, which also take place in Puerto Rico, this is an example for everyone, really, but especially to the Puerto Rican people. And it's an example that projects throughout the world. It's also an example that's comparable to Nelson Mandela, except that Oscar Lopez Rivera has been in prison now for almost 10 years above what Nelson Mandela served.
January 6th, Three Kings Day, was also Oscar Lopez's 73rd birthday. Olga Sanabria sent him a message.
Happy birthday.